Mr. Obama last visited Israel in 2008 as a senator and presidential candidate. Now he returns as a two-term president, but has been unsuccessful in overcoming obstacles to Middle East peace. He will carry no new peace initiative, but will deliver a message. White House Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
That peace between the Israelis and Palestinians remains a priority of the president. That's something that that the United States is ready to strongly support if that dialogue is ready to take off.
The United States supports two states, Israel and Palestine, living peacefully alongside each other. But Mr. Obama's relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been strained, especially over Israeli settlements in the occupied territories. Mr. Obama will reassure both sides that he supports their rights and their security, says Neil Kritz of the U.S. Institute for Peace. The stakes are high.
For this president, one of the key challenges will be at what point does a two-state solution become more difficult to achieve. He does not want to have as his legacy being his term in which the two-state solution was lost as an option.
Mr. Obama was reelected in November with 69% of the Jewish vote, despite Mitt Romney, his opponent, questioning Mr. Obama's commitment to Israel. Aaron Keyak is executive director of the National Jewish Democratic Council. The group was invited to a recent discussion with the president.
This president, as we've shown election after election, has been a true friend of the Jewish people, and American Jewish voters have shown him that.
Eric Fussfield of B'nai B'rith International calls Mr. Obama's Mideast visit an opportunity to see what is really happening on the ground.
There's really no substitute for face-to-face contact, people at the grassroots level seeing and feeling what's happening in Israel today.
Several Arab American groups also came to the White House, including the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. Warren David is its president. He said Arab Americans told Mr. Obama they're disappointed in the lack of progress toward a Palestinian state.
I said point blank, I'm hoping that, you know, you're going to leave a legacy and that, you know, this is something that you will accomplish as president. And I would have to tell you that in the beginning I was very, very pessimistic, but I left being a little bit more optimistic because of what the president said, what his advisors said.
David says Arab Americans told Mr. Obama they hope there will finally be peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.